All the memories I have from high school blur together. I can't remember how I met certain people, I don't remember what classes I took freshman year, and I forget all the algebra concepts drilled into me the night before a test. I don't remember much, but I do realize high school changed me. The memories I have gravitated around one person, Mandy Morrell. Mandy has a unique look. She wore her hair in long dreads that she rolled up into a bun, stood about 5'8", and dressed for the outdoors. I met her sophomore year when I joined the swim and dive team at West High School. I have always been an athletic person, playing hockey from a young age, joining baseball and soccer in the summers, running cross country and track throughout middle and high school, and a 3-year stint skiing cross country. My friends swam varsity for the high school team, and I wondered if I could do that too. I joined the swim team. My first day I walked into the hot, humid pool, heard the water lapsing on the pool deck, and thought, maybe this isn't for me. I still had a cast around my forearm from a soccer injury, so I sat in the stands when I noticed the divers practicing. One kid effortlessly jumping through the air, another somersaulting into a forward dive, hardly leaving a splash when entering the water. I instantly made up my mind that I was joining the dive team. I walked over to Mandy and told her I would like to dive for her. Diving looked like much more fun. I already ran hard in morning practices for cross country, and diving seemed like an easy second sport. I was wrong. My cast was removed and I started diving a few days later. Mandy has new divers start by jumping off the side into the pool. The next step was learning my approach. Finally, I got to put it all together off the board. Diving was a unique and stressful experience in my athletic career. There was never an easy day, but with Mandy's coaching, I kept going. Every time Mandy taught me a new dive, I relied on her tips. Standing on the board, the butterflies in my stomach turned my blood into lead. Then Mandy would yell,
"You got this. Jump up and over."
Or,
"Tuck and hold until you see the ceiling again."
Sometimes, while we were in the air, she would yell,
"Kick. Kick!"
Meaning it was time to kick out of a dive. I had to learn dives in about a month, while teammates had about 3 months to practice. I ran for the cross-country team at the same time and juggled between practices, so my diving techniques were pretty jagged. Mandy said at an end-of-the-year banquet, I was the team's diamond in the rough. She was still able to teach me a respectable number of dives, despite the time restraint. I still remember learning the forward double somersault, a stressful experience. Mandy would make us do a flip till you hit. I'll explain. Jump high off the board, tuck hard, and hold the flip for 2 rotations until you cannonball in the water. This was proof of your ability. My flip till you hit always ended with me smacking my head on the water. Eventually, I advanced to the kicking out stage. My biggest obstacle for learning a new dive was the fear of not being able to kick out at the correct time. I remember jumping up, tucking, holding, then getting this feeling of, you did it wrong. If completing the dive meant entering the water back first, I would have nailed it. The pain shot up my spine and just simmered. Embarrassed, I hid under the water for a moment. After a short break, I tried this a couple more times. Jump up, tuck, hold, and then smack. It was so bad the lifeguards told Mandy I had to wear a life vest or stop diving. Being on the swim team and putting on a bright yellow life vest was the most humiliating thing. My friend smirking, I got on the board. Jump up, tuck hard, and squeezed. I counted 1 flip, 2. Then Mandy yelled,
"Kick!"
I did, and slid into the water feet first, the vest immediately bringing me back up. But I did it. I was so excited I had to try again, life vest and all. I learned a new dive and had the dark purple bruises on my back to prove it, which I didn't even notice until someone pointed them out in the showers. I got the confidence to try all the new dives, Mandy guiding me through all the techniques. My life changed around this time. I started to realize my obstacles in life were internal ones. The second-guessing myself at critical moments during the double somersault was the reason I failed to dive. Mandy helped me get through these difficult moments. Her metaphor stuck with me, diamond in the rough. I thought about how I needed to focus more if I wanted to be more than proficient. I needed to polish my skills. I started working harder in school and sports. The memories blurred together. The ones that are still clear are the moments that change the way I look at life. Mandy helped me by giving me these experiences.